Hi, this is Ron Kincher of Muddy River News. This is episode 2 of God at Work. We have Chaplain Carla Green with us, and you are in charge of Activate You. This is your business.
That's correct.
Starts January 1st. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Activate You.
Sure. Activate You is a resource for people who are looking to make their work their mission field. And so a lot of times, you know, some there's resources out there that have the concepts of it, but this is not only the concept, but it's also how to practically position yourself mm-hmm. to be a missionary at work, or to make, if you're a business owner, to make your work actually a mission.
But aren't you supposed to separate those two things? Secular from religious?
I don't know where we ever got that. No, I understand what you're saying, but no, we're not supposed to separate those things. We tend to compartmentalize God mm-hmm. and say, you know, it's only Sunday morning or Wednesday, you know, evening, or possibly, you know, first thing in the morning. But that's never as how it's been set up in the Bible. I think we touched on that in the first episode about how, you know, the Bible was mainly in the marketplace.
Right.
And, you know, there were priests, and, you know, we're called priests even, but we're supposed to be in the marketplace. You know, Jesus did all of his miracles, most of his miracles in the marketplace. Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, was bivocational. He was a tent maker. And so, you know, problems were solved, you know, side by side. Like, you know, Jesus fed the 5,000, you know, that was a problem, and he brought a solution, a supernatural solution to it. And that's what we have access to as well.
And you talked about problems, and that's basically what a lot of work is solving problems, not sure. only for yourselves, but for others. And everybody talks about, you know, my work was awful today. I had this problem, that problem, that problem. But that's kind of what work's supposed to be to a degree.
It is. It is. And I just laugh at that, because it's like, you know, my work was so hard today. But yet when we get our head around the fact that our mission is to solve problems for people, people are in business. I mean, you know, when you're starting a new business, you think about what need is there, mm-hmm. you know, what problem am I solving? I mean, that's even the question that you ask. And I don't know if business owners don't translate that down to the worker level to ask that question. But, you know, when you have a relationship with God, when we're Christians and when we're told to have a relationship with Jesus, we are in relationship with the person who knows everything about everything. And so we have access to download amazing ideas and solutions to problems that we have. Even to the simplest thing that I've taught a lot about is, like, even just taking your task list for the day, your to-do list, and saying, man, this is way too much, God. I need help with it. And I do that often, and it's amazing how many times the person on my list that I was supposed to call or supposed to figure out, they call me, or an email comes through from somebody else that solved a problem. And so he's even in that level of detail. Or he gives me an idea that I didn't even know that I had.
Just by saying that.
After I've prayed, you know, about it.
And that's just your prayer right there, is just that simple comment that you mentioned. It doesn't have to be sitting down for 15 minutes. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
In a secluded room with your eyes closed with soft music?
No, it's an ongoing, I mean, prayer should be, I mean, it says pray continually. And so it should be an ongoing conversation of, you know, I'm having trouble with this. Like, how can you help me? Or I need an answer. You know, and so, and even... like I work at a law firm as a chaplain mm-hmm. and a COO, and sometimes we have clients who come in who are so broken because they've just lost a dear loved one. And I'll just be, can I pray for you right now? And it's okay with my boss to do that. So I've gotten permission, and they say yes. And because I was at the end of, I didn't know what to say to them. And so it's like, let me just bring you before God and see if he has something comforting for you. And so that has, and in some cases that has been the deciding factor of why they went with our firm, is because we prayed for them. And we talk about the Bible. The Bible is full of, in the Old Testament, of men and women who had problems and brought solutions. Like, look at Joseph, you know, like he was, you know, was sold as a slave, and before the end of the story in Genesis, he becomes second in command because he brought solutions of an upcoming famine that only he knew because of his relationship with God and being able to interpret dreams, you know. And it goes on. Moses, you know, led his people out of exile, like Daniel. I mean, the Bible's full if we read it through the lens of the marketplace, if we read it through the lens of the church, then it's something different. It's more about behavior instead of about what happened here. How was God's nature in this situation? And so it really makes a difference when we realize, when we open up scripture and go, okay, how can I use this for my work today?
Right. And I think there, if I understand correctly, there's almost two different, and there's probably more than this, two different aspects of this is where you had the list. And you say, you know, please, Jesus, get me through this day, or please, God, get me through this day and help me with this, versus what your boss allows you to do,
right.
And talking to that client or whomever it may be and saying, let's just pray and see if we can get through. So, but in the second aspect, which you talked about, you need an understanding boss in order to do that type of thing,
right?
So if that's a type of thing that you want to do within your own workplace, whether you're an accountant or sell insurance or something along those lines, is that a conversation you need to have with your employer?
Yes, I would absolutely have that. Just out of respect for your employer. It's his business. It's the way, or her business. It's the way they wanted to, you know, design it. And probably,
but how do you have that conversation though, Carla? If that's something that you really feel strongly about, how do you have that conversation without having that person feel, have that be off-putting? Like, I don't want you to be preachy, that type of thing.
Oh, sure. So, I mean, I would probably go in, and I probably have already offered to pray for my boss. if he's having a hard day, it's like, hey, do you mind if I just pray for this and get that out? Or ask him, say, you know, a lot of times I pray for people in situations where I don't know what to do. And not in a I don't know what to do in a technical sense necessarily, but I don't know what to do in an interpersonal sense if somebody's having a really hard day. And I don't want to just leave them there. Is it okay if I pray for them? And if not, that's fine. I can pray for them in my own office. But sometimes it gives them comfort, I have found, in my own you know, personal life. And it may not be the first, like if you're not used to praying for people, that might not be the first thing you want to do.
Well, what would be that first step then?
The first step might be praying for people in your family. You know, when they tell you they have a hard day. I mean, it's like you can go to or go to Walmart, you know, and ask the cashier, how are you doing today? And she'll probably tell you she has a backache. She'll probably tell you she's tired. Mm-hmm. She'll tell you something that is negative in most sense because it's hard work standing on your feet. And just say, hey, can I pray for you about that? And then just lift it up and say, hey, God, I just want to just ask a favor for my friend here, you know, whatever her name is, and say she just needs healing in her back, or, you know, she just needs peace over her family today.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ask that you bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. And that's it. And see how that feels and just get used to praying for strangers, you know, people. And I have found 100% of the time, 100% of the time that people will let you pray, if they don't get an answer right away, they feel loved because you actually took the time and you believed enough in your own faith that God would do something. Mm-hmm. And out of all the people I've asked, I bet I probably 95% say yes to prayer.
Well, it's also a good way to make a business connection.
Absolutely.
And you learn something else about that person just by having that conversation. And what I have found in business, it's a lot of everything, I think, especially in this community, is relationship driven.
That's right.
And I think that might be a way. And you tell me, you're the expert, you're the chaplain.
Sure.
If that helps establish that relationship between you and your employer and or you and your client.
That's right. It does. It does. I mean, and then they know that you're a trusted person. I mean, you know, people will come to me and say, I know you are someone who prays. I need prayer for this. Or I know you're someone who prays. Do you mind if I send somebody over to you for prayer?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, we feel like we have to have the answers in all things. And I don't want that anymore. I don't want to, because you start giving cliche answers to people because you're just trying to make them feel better so you feel better. Because it's really uncomfortable to sit in people's pain. And a way to not have to do that is say, can I pray for you? And now you've just given their pain to God.
But, okay, so what if I'm a person listening to this? And I don't go to church. I haven't for 15 years or whatever, but I am faith-based, but I feel guilty integrating this type of thing into my workplace. I think you can kind of see that.
Sure.
You know, I see Carla doing that. She's a chaplain, or I can see so-and-so doing that because they send their kids to private, you know, that type of thing.
Sure.
But I don't feel I'm in a position to do that type of thing because X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell somebody like that?
Well, don't prejudge yourself, for one thing.
That's not easy to do, though. You know that.
It isn't, and we do it all the time. But I think the first thing to do is is actually to go to God in prayer and just ask him right there. And then, I know I don't want to just pass that off.
Right.
But then see if you can find some like-minded people, not necessarily at church, if you don't feel comfortable with a church, although I do believe church.
But it's not for, you have church, to admit it's not for everybody. And people have had bad experiences there.
They have had bad experiences, and we have to realize it's made up of imperfect people. And church is also, you know, has it's a paradox. It means two things. It's the building, but it's also us as the body and the community. And so I think everybody needs to not go off as a, you know, on their own to do this kind of thing. I think you need a community. And actually Activate You supplies that community. So like if you come into training and we teach you how to do it, we're also going to give you community to like to practice in, to like let's have some testimonies and what worked, what didn't work. So you can actually talk that out.
So Activate You is not just you with that person.
Right, right. It's actually, we're going to create more of a community for it.
Okay.
Because we learn from each other. I don't necessarily know all the answers. I don't have all the experiences. I don't have everybody's background. And so we learn more from each other. We're designed to be in community. But I understand that a lot of communities aren't healthy. Mm-hmm. And so, and that's what we also want to create is a healthy community where people can do this type of stuff because we're all called to do something more.
And Activate You can be found at Activate You, and it's Activate the letter U.
Right.
So it's activateyou.us is the website, right?
That's correct.
And it'll be, and this is all, your company will begin on January 1st, roughly, so
that's
people
right.
can find out more about that, so they can write it down right now. If they want information about it now, is there a way to get
yeah,
some?
Yeah, go ahead and go to the website and just sign
okay,
up
so
for our newsletter,
okay,
and we'll keep you informed that way, and then if ever you don't want it, you can just unsubscribe.
We have now concluded episode 2 of God at Work. Thanks, Carla.
Sure, thank you.
All right, that's Chaplain Carla Green. I'm Ron Kinscherf. God at You with Muddy River News.